Proverbs 26:14. He said, as a door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in his bed. Nobody wants to be that guy. So why don't we set our alarm clocks across the room tonight? That way, we'll have to get out of bed to turn them off in the morning, and we won't need to buy a ruggie. We'll be more productive if we don't hit the snooze bar, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Chilly weather over the next few days, but no extreme cold in the foreseeable future. Today, sunshine, high temperature only in the upper 40s. A little breeze out of the north at about 6 to 12 miles per hour makes it seem a little bit cooler. Tonight, mostly clear. I think we're in for another freeze. Our low temperature by dawn tomorrow, down to about 31. Then tomorrow, look for a high temperature aiming for the middle 50s, more sunshine around, becoming cloudy on Friday night. Then showers become likely Saturday night, ending sometime during the day on Sunday with high temperatures over the weekend in the 50s, turning windy and colder behind that storm system on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Alright guys, welcome back in. It's 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. But Baron, 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 you don't like Neil Young. Why are you playing Neil Young?
Well, not the worst Neil Young song I've ever heard.
Trust me, there are worse ones.
Oh God, yeah. There's a lot of really bad ones.
Dave Mowry, the jerkwad a-hole here as well.
Wait a minute, I'm the jerkwad a-hole?
No.
Oh, okay, I can be, it's not...
You know. I was called the jerkwad a-hole
on
Facebook.
I knew that, but the antecedent wasn't necessarily clear when you said it like that, and I was just thinking, well, I mean, maybe I...
That's true, it could have been comments.
I mean, I did ask him to play Neil Young, and maybe now that's what he feels about me. It's been fun, guys.
Dave Merritt,
Dave will not be appearing. Dave will not be appearing anymore. He recommended a Neil Young song. You're out!
Do it live!
live.
All right. Red Lobster caves to left-wing blacklist campaign and pulls their ads from Tucker Carlson's show. I have no idea why Fox... I do know why.
You know exactly why.
I know why Fox News is allowing this. Fox News does not have to allow this to happen.
Correct.
Fox News needs to say, if you want to air ads on Fox News Channel...
At all.
You've got to just open yourself up to running your Tucker spots. They could do that, but they don't want to, because secretly, Fox News hates Tucker Carlson and can't believe they have him on the program.
It's the bow tie.
Yeah, he hadn't worn a bow tie in years. Not that I've seen.
Really?
Yeah, when he was pretentious and young, he wore a bow tie. Is the bow tie necessarily pretentious? Can you get away with it and not be pretentious?
I don't think so. I think I have friends that wear them all the time, and God love them.
It's pretentious.
But it's pretentious.
It's totally pretentious.
Yeah, it's.
It's, you know, in 1914, it might not have been.
Right.
When you truly did.
Would you wear a straw boater? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like the hat? Would you wear one of those in public?
No. It'd be pretentious.
Right. It's affected, no matter what.
Yeah.
It's an affectation.
The Wrap reports that Red Lobster confirmed the removal of ads from Tucker Carlson's primetime show, saying in a statement, quote, Red Lobster's advertising buying guidelines reflect our core values and commitment to supporting programming that represents the highest standards of good taste, fair practice, and objectivity. Funny, Red Lobster is worried about good taste.
Oh, so we're talking about the Slobster?
This is the first time they've worried about good taste since the 80s. You know, I haven't eaten there since the last time I ate a Red Lobster. They had an all-you-can-eat shrimp deal.
Mm-hmm.
This has been, gosh, maybe 20 years. This is the one over at Eastdale Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Then all-you-can-eat shrimp deal. And you go in and you pay like $19.99 and you got to eat shrimp as like until the cows came home. And it was fried, scampied, or maybe boiled or steamed or something. I don't remember what it was. I can put away some food.
Especially shrimp.
Shrimp are basically like Jell-O. There's always room for shrimp. I've never left shrimp on a plate. I've never walked away from shrimp. If you take me to your wedding and they got shrimp cocktail, you can find me in the corner.
Correct.
With a pile.
Yes.
A wheelbarrow full of shrimp cocktail, and I will not stop eating.
And people looking at me like, man, he just took a lot of that shrimp cocktail. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I really did.
You know,
they have more in the back.
You know what happened at a Blue Water function? It wasn't a Blue Water function, but one of the family members of the bigwigs here at Blue Water got married recently. And over the summer had a wedding reception, and they had oysters on the half shell. By the truckload. And guess who ate truckloads of oysters on the half shell?
Baron Coleman.
I don't know how many times I went back to the oyster bar. I don't know how many I ate. I honestly lost track in the 20s. And that was early.
Right. It was early in the night.
That was early. I did not stop eating oysters on the half shell.
And why would you?
And the truth is, after about 40 or 50 of them, they do have some effects on the bowel. I found out the next morning. But I didn't stop. I didn't know that at the time. And I would still do it again. But anyway, this would be the first time Red Lobster's worried about good taste. They reserve the right to make changes to their purchase when the dialogue is no longer within our criteria. I don't know what Tucker Carlson said.
I don't have a clue.
Oh. He said that something about America's immigration policy. And then he made comments about women who don't want to marry men who earn less than they do. Well, I mean, there's some women who don't want to marry women. Some men that don't want to marry women that earn less than they do. Because they, you know, looking for a sugar mama.
Smart guys.
I should have married Rich, Dave.
It's the only advice my dad gave me. Did I follow it? No. He always said, find you a rich girl.
I know all these guys who married rich girls, and I'm like, yeah. It's nice. Nice. 11 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Must be nice.
Dave and I are going to take a break and commiserate. No. I married up.
Definitely. That wasn't what you said.
I know you married up.
That wasn't what you said. There's no doubt about that.
I know you, and I know you married up.
Exactly.
Let's see. Speaking of marrying up, did you see Jeff Bezos is getting a divorce?
Yeah.
$70 billion they estimate his wife will take.
You got her number?
$70 billion. Speaking of women who have more than you have.
I did. I saw a tweet yesterday from Todd Gurley, the former Georgia player, current LA Ram. He said, all it said was, who got, what's her name, Nancy or something?
Yeah.
Like Jessica, whatever it was, like, who got Bezos' IG or Twitter account number at me with it?
They've been married 25 years. They were both of modest means when they got married. And they both looked like modest people when they got married.
Right.
She has since undergone a transformation under the knife. She does not even look like the same person. It's kind of weird.
I've never seen a before picture, but I was like, wait a minute. She's, you know, 50-something?
Yeah, no, you should see the before picture. She looks like something out of a bad Ally Sheedy movie.
Ooh.
In the 80s. Yeah, bad hair, just anyway. But she's cute now. Yeah, apparently $140 billion can get you somewhere. I didn't know. But there was another woman involved. Her name is Lauren Sanchez, allegedly. Former TV anchor, wife of Hollywood talent mogul Patrick Weitzel. Never heard of him. Considered one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. Christian Bale, Matt Damon, Hugh Jackman are among his clients.
Well.
She is 49 years old. She's okay, but she's not worth $70 billion. I'm looking at her. I can assure you she's not worth $70 billion. I've never had $70 billion. So I don't know what that's like.
I wonder what the difference between having 70 and 130 is, though. 140. I mean, could it be that big of a curve in your lifestyle?
I mean, is there anything you can't do at $70 billion that you could have done at $140 billion?
Right.
I mean, you could buy the Yankees.
Yeah. I mean, and plus the $70 billion, you can leverage that anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not, you're not making all cash deals when you got $70 billion.
And it's not like Amazon is going away and that's all he'll ever have. You know, he's still making money.
Lots and lots of money.
Someone did a per second breakdown of how much money he made one year. It was last year or the year before. How much his wealth increased per second over the course of the year. Because Amazon stock went up. Plus, he got all this, you know, windfall profit from everything like that. It was something stupid. Tens of thousands of dollars a second. Something like that. I mean, not a minute, not an hour.
Second.
It was some ridiculous number per second. Every second, every day, while he slept. And I just thought, there's some poor schmuck out there on the floor of an Amazon warehouse that doesn't make in 2 years what you make like in per a minute second. And a half, yeah. Like drinking a cup of coffee.
Actually, I think if in the warehouse, if you drink coffee, they beat you. Here's that thing, like the conditions, not the greatest for working.
In this story is an interesting, this is the Zero Hedge version of this, but there's an interesting chart in here of the richest women in the world. Of the 66 women on Bloomberg's list of billionaires,
five of them are Waltons, right?
Well, six of them are self-made out of the 66. The other 60 got their money through death or divorce. They either divorced their way to be a billionaire or they husband or father died.
Father, yeah. I'm going to say that.
L'Oreal, Francois Betancourt Myers, she's the richest woman at $45 billion. Alice Walton, $43.6 billion. The heir to the granddaughter heir to the Mars candy fortune. God love her. Jacqueline Badger Mars. I don't know who she is or what she looks like or how she is.
Don't care.
But the Mars candy fortune?
I know, right?
Talking M&Ms? Suzanne Clatton. She inherited her parents' share of BMW, $20 billion. Okay, so six of the 66 women are self-made billionaires. 313 self-made billionaire men.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the six?
Did they name them? It didn't say.
One of them is the lady that invented Spanx.
Probably Oprah would be on there.
One of them
is she a billionaire?
I don't know.
Spanx?
Yeah.
Is worth $1 billion?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great product. Actually, I think it should be worth $1 billion.
Right. I mean, that's
keep everything tucked away.
It's a smart lady.
Yeah. That's actually genius. I need some Spanx.
They make them for men.
Do they? No, they don't.
I don't have any, but
to hold my little pot belly.
But they do make them for men.
Why don't you just run? Get rid of that pot belly.
Right, exactly.
Oh, Spanx. Okay, 1-800 Spanx. That's not the Spanx I thought I was calling about. 16 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Wait a minute.
We'll be back.
River Region's
first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our companies at Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit PeachesandClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. David L. Mowry goes by Mallory.
That's right, Mallory.
He prefers to be called Mallory. Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow. If you're turning in looking for the Jack Campbell Radio Show.
Allegedly.
That's tomorrow-ish. Ish. Could be 9, could be 9:30. Could be
You'll be it at some point.
Could be Monday. Could be Tuesday. But we'll be back. We'll be here each and every day. I'll be here, Baron, 9 to noon, right here on News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. We'll head back to these phone calls in mere moments. I do want to remind everybody about our friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. I love the fact that you guys call in during break. Some of you even want to go on air, but a lot of you that just talk about our advertisers just say thank you. Call in during a break, or they send a message on Facebook or whatever and just say, really, really appreciate you referring us to your advertiser. Cornerstone Managing General Agency is one of those. I've gotten several people who said thank you. Thank you, because you helped our business stay in the black for the year, or you helped our business on the right foot going into 2019. Guys, if you have health insurance costs or any employee benefit costs that are out of control, or you just think you could trim a little bit and offer the same benefits or better benefits to your employees, call them. Call them, 356-1502. If you have employees, you cannot lose with this phone call. Think of all the vendors. Think of all the paper you push during the day. Think of all the things you do over the course of your day. You can't take a five-minute phone call to call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, see if you can save your business potentially tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. The hell's wrong with you? You know, you spend more time than that, in the can on an average day. Call them. Call them. 356-1502. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com.
cornerstonemanagingmg.com or 356-1502, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Greg and his team over there do a remarkable job saving businesses in this area money. So give them a call today. 356-1502. It's 22 minutes after 10 o'clock. Rob.
Hey.
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
I just wanted to call, and I usually don't do this, but I feel credit should be given where it's deserved. I heard your ad for coal plumbing yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I gave him a call, and as it turns out, I live, you know, a quite a ways away, and they did give me a quote on what it would they would charge to come out, and it was something like $300-something plus for expenses. But that's not the part of that amazed me. Actually, they actually connected me over to a technician. He stayed on the line with me about 15 or 20 minutes discussing the problem and how I might be able to solve it myself. Told me all of these different things to check and ways to check, you know, different things that I could do to verify
Rob, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. They did the same thing with me. I called over there, and I said, I've got my water bills going up. I'm losing water somewhere. I don't know where it is, but we're not using all this water. But I can't continue to pay a water bill this high every month. Can you come over here, find the leak, and fix it? And he said, do you have any food coloring? And I said, yeah. He said, go put it in the upper bowls of all your toilets. And see if any of the lower bowls become that color. And I said, I don't think it's the toilets. You know, I think I'd hear those running or whatever. He said, just do it. Just do it. So I went over there and I did it. And instantly, the first toilet I put it in, like the bottom of the bowl turned green. He said, yeah, that's your problem. And he diagnosed it over the phone. Diagnosed it over the phone. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. They're such good people. Cole Plumbing does a great job.
And see, my problem was a little bit different. I put the dye in the, the bowl, but the basin.
The upper tank. Whatever you call it. The thing up on the top.
Tank.
You can tell I'm not in the plumbing trades.
And then, nor I. But then I flushed it, and of course the bowl turned blue, which is the color of the dye. But then over time, it turned back clear.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that water was leaking out somewhere.
Yeah.
And I tried the same thing in my other toilet, and it stayed blue the whole time.
Yeah.
So thanks to his advice, I nailed where the problem is, and it's probably something simple, you know, that just replaced all the hardware. You can pick up those things for like $20.
Rob, I appreciate this call. This has been a great object lesson in why calling our advertisers is critical.
Yeah. I just want to give them props because they deserve, you know,
Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate you calling.
Have a good one.
Thank you. And we might as well just say their number is 279-8919 if you want to get in touch with Cole Plumbing. They also have proprietary pipelining technology and more. Cole Plumbing does a fantastic job, an absolutely fantastic job. Their website, coleplumbing.com. If you have trouble with your bowl, hey, call on Cole. Might as well just make an ad out of it.
Yeah.
Randall.
News of you saving horses and money on water bills one day at a time.
I'm telling you what.
I'm telling you.
Employee benefits save you money, your mortgage.
See, if you can find, about going back to the border wall and the earlier calls, I can't, the Dems, they have, you're right, everybody sees the thing where they would want to give money to the wall, but it wasn't a real wall, it was border security. There is a technology company out there. There's global. I cannot find a name. They're well hidden. I think Trump has got it. He actually put some of the money in there for, I think, for this company. And the Dems are wanting this money to go to them. I know this sounds. I want to reach out to you to see if you can help find this company. Because if you said no wall and Trump said, I give you all the money and we're going to give it this technology company and we're going to put drones up, down, and we ain't going to build a wall, I guarantee you they signed the bill. It's all about money. It always has been. It's going back to this technology company, and they are very well hidden. And Trump has caved to them a little bit. He said he would give some money, which, I mean, we always knew it wasn't ever about a whole wall. But I'm more thinking that he is now, because this is spreading. This is where they're going to get caught in their lie, is this saying border security. And I think Trump is standing on. He don't care about the wall as much as he is. Is the people that voted for him and the people who that he wants to show are lying back and forth. And then, I mean, them, it's been shared so much where they said, I want money for border security. And then they get in the White House and they change their mind. It's because the globalists got to them. I'm just telling you, and it's that whatever company it is, that technology company, I think they got their print on America. And I can't find them, Brad. I need your help.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you don't. I mean, nobody. If Donald Trump right now told the Democrats, told Nancy Pelosi, I'm going to give you $100 trillion to go, and we ain't building no wall, we're going to put it all drones, I guarantee they signed a bill. It's some technology company that they was about to give all this money to, back in 2006 and even before that. Mm-hmm. And they have changed the name twice, and I've lost them, man. I need you to find them so we can nail them. But anyway, all right, brother. I know you're still lost, but you'll find it.
Yeah,
but
thanks. I have no idea. What was he talking about?
Boston technology Dynamics company? Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, he said they were hidden. Boston Dynamics.
Oh, I know, but I'm, you know.
Got to be something.
Well, Boston Dynamics is the front version for some other
from CIA, yeah. Black Ops over here.
Basically DARPA.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
Rick.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
A little something that kind of aggravated me a little bit.
Oh, you've come to the right place. Air your grievances, yeah. Young man.
Well, I'm more conservative probably than the average bear.
Well, you've also come to the right place.
Yeah, but here's my problem. And I'm a Trump supporter, but what really aggravates me is since January of 17, when he went into office, we've had two omnibus spending bills signed, and we've had seven continuing resolutions to fund the government. And the same time that the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, and now we wait until Democrats have the House, and now we do the government shutdown, and the whole time all these politicians that was running on the conservative side was piggybacking Trump to get their seat. Well, why weren't they held accountable to their campaign pledges when all of this could have happened while we had both House and the Senate? And now we wait for the Dems to come in, and is it to play the blame game?
Yeah,
what we're doing?
Let me back you up a second here, because your mind is in the right place, but it's in the wrong room. You're in the right house, you're in the wrong room. you're still talking in the year 2019. This is now January 2019. Trump has been in office for, in 10 days, it'll have been 2 years. You're right. Still talking in terms of Republicans and Democrats. I hope for the majority of our audience, if they can't make this distinction yet, if they don't know this principle yet, then I have failed as a talk radio host. You know, like if you go to chemistry and you know, you're in chemistry 101 and everybody gets a 50 on the test, it's not the student's fault, it's the teacher's fault. If people in this audience are still thinking that there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats and that it matters whether Republicans or Democrats control the House or Senate, then I, as a talk radio show host, have failed this audience. The River Region has not gotten the education it deserves. And let me back up and make sure one point is abundantly clear. Republicans and Democrats is a myth. It is a smokescreen. It is designed to make you think you have a choice. You have no choice. The division is not Republicans versus Democrats. It is globalist corporatists versus nationalists. It is us versus them in a totally different way. And the globalist corporatists have complete mortal stranglehold over the Democratic Party, completely, 100%, well, 95% of Democrats are globalist corporatists. And they have about 80% of the Republican Party are globalist corporatists. And so Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, they have no interest in getting these problems solved, none whatsoever. They'd love to campaign on them. But I told this audience, and they didn't believe me, I told this audience that Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy and all the Republican leaders would rather be in the minority than in the majority. They absolutely would rather be in the minority than in the majority. If they wanted to be in the majority, they would do what Trump says, because that's what got Trump elected. They have no interest in being the majority. Here's the problem. Who pays Mitch McConnell, and now Paul Ryan's gone because he's compromised, but who pays Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and Martha Roby and all these other globalist corporatists, who pays these people to stay in office? Who pays the million, 2 million, 5 million, 10 million necessary to run the campaigns to put them in office? It's not Rick. My guess
that's
is, correct. Yeah, it's not you, Rick. It's not Barron. I don't give money to these people.
Not me.
Not Dave. He doesn't give money to these people.
And I agree.
It is the globalist corporatist interest. It's the Chamber of Commerce. It's Big Pharma, which we call Big Harma on this program. It's all the globalist corporations that come together, defense contractors and all these people. They get together, big banks, investment banks, and they pick who will be in power. Donald Trump was strong enough and had a 40-year brand and was able to rise above the globalist corporatist ability to pick the next leader. They tried to give us Hillary. They really, really tried.
I don't disagree with what you're saying at all.
Yeah. But to answer your question now in that context, the answer is the reason the government shutdown was scheduled for December is because it was after the election. They got them through the election, and the globalists didn't care whether Republicans had the House or not. The globalists didn't care whether Democrats had the House or not. They didn't care whether they had the Senate or not.
Right.
So it didn't matter when it was
in the same sentence from what you just said, then how serious is the crisis? Because this should have been addressed back in 17.
There's no crisis.
I'm not saying there's not.
You're talking about at the border or on the budget?
I'm talking about the budget, the money for the wall. This could have been addressed back in 17. The government could have been shut down seven or eight different times.
Let me just tell you guys what's going to happen. I tried to tell you. I tried to foreshadow it. I'm going to do it very simply and clearly. 100% chance that wall gets started under Donald J. Trump. The money will be there. He can do it without Congress. He can do it on a national emergency. He can do it as the military. He can do it under Homeland Security. There's any number of ways he can get this wall built. The wall is going to get built. What he's doing right now is getting concessions out of them on all the other crap he wants. That's what he's doing. So
the two-year delay was because of concessions?
No, the two-year delay was he came out of the gate and he wanted to try to be friends for a little while. He wanted to get the Obamacare individual mandate repealed. He had all the, you know, there's only so much political capital you can spend at once.
Right, I understand, but the timing to me is awfully strange.
Well, wait for the Dems to get in and try to play that blame game. What got him elected? What single issue got Donald J. Trump elected more than any other?
The wall.
The wall.
Immigration.
The wall. And what starts today? The campaign for 2020. So Democrats right now are campaigning against Donald Trump, whose poll numbers are rising, by the way. You know why you're not seeing polling numbers on the evening news and on cable news about Donald Trump right now? Because his poll numbers are up in the face of the government shutdown. And a majority of our country, not just a plurality, a majority of our country believes there's a crisis on the southern border, a humanitarian crisis, an immigration crisis, whatever it is, and they want it stopped and solved. People are siding with Trump on this. He knows it because he's smarter than everybody else in the room. He's got more political instinct than anybody else in America, and he knows what's going on, and he knows what he's doing, and what he's doing is getting reelected in 2020.
It looks rather subjective to me about the timing, is all I'm saying. I support it, and I understand what you're saying as well, but I just think this should have been addressed earlier.
But not now. Yeah, and I think the reason it's not is because he wanted to address it during the campaign.
Right. Yeah. You're probably right. Yeah. I just wish it had been done earlier.
I wish it had been done 40 years ago. Yeah, thank you, Rick. I wish it had been done 40 years ago. Can you imagine the prosperity this country would have? If our money wasn't being sucked out and sent to Central America? We better take a break. I'm getting heated.
For real.
All right. 35 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan. AC by LeCroyer wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylequire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License number 84417.
Business Network, a reversal on Wall Street after 4 days of buying. Optimism about a breakthrough in trade talks with China apparently fizzling with nothing solid announced. China's Commerce Ministry saying in a statement this morning, both parties agreed to continue to maintain close contact. Reuters says that Fiat Chrysler has agreed to pay $305 million in civil penalties to settle emissions cheating allegations from the Justice Department and California involving more than 100,000 diesel vehicles. The automakers denied any wrongdoing and previously said there was never an attempt to create software to cheat emissions rules. And it's bacon, bacon, bacon. McDonald's adding cheesy bacon fries at the end of the month, along with a Big Mac bacon burger and a quarter pounder bacon burger, only around for a limited time. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
I get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a chilly forecast today, but no Arctic air in our immediate future. Today, sunshine with a high temperature right around 50. North winds not as strong today, 6 to 12 miles per hour. Clear, cold tonight. Another freeze. Low temperature by dawn. We'll say 28 to 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Friday's high around 54. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night, low 38. Then showers become likely. Saturday, especially Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Saturday night. And high temperature in the middle 50s on Saturday. Upper 50s on Sunday. Maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area Sunday. Then windy and colder as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
It's the Brothers Isley.
You don't have to use your AK on this program. There's a country band named the Brothers Osborne.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard of them. And apparently they came to Montgomery a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago. And a friend of mine asked me for tickets. He get tickets to the Brothers Osborne. So I asked around the station. I was like, anybody got tickets to the Osborne Brothers? Somebody died laughing like, Osborne Brothers? I was like, someone said they were coming to town, the Osborne Brothers? Like, no, it's the Brothers Osborne. I was like, I've never heard of them. Might as well be.
Well, I mean, people like didn't want them to get confused with the Avett Brothers, so they're like, "Let's call ourselves the Brothers Osborne," because they're in that sort of like clap rock, you know, twangy. Yeah, I think so. I've never heard a note, but that's my impression of them.
The Brothers Osborne?
Yeah, yeah. They're like country-ish. They're like,
oh, I know they're country-ish. They're on country stations.
Yeah, but they're not like pop country, are they? I think they're
like
I think they're like clap rock,
more down home country.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this song actually. I've heard this song.
So they're like a
little twang.
They're a more produced version of clap rock.
Yeah.
It's like if you combine Clap Rock with U2, you get this right now.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Our number 272-9228.
Glad we got that solved on air.
They're pretty popular too, which
that's a hit song right there. It's on all the time. It's just a couple years old and it's still on all the time.
I'm sorry.
What, you don't like that?
No.
No, that's not a bad song.
That sounded on first impression, not.
Well, you only heard 12 seconds of it.
And then, I'm not going to say it. I'll say it off air.
Something you're going to love is Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Do it by phone. 284-9292. That's how you get in touch with Tom Latham. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. He's the concrete genius. Concrete walkways, concrete patios, concrete steps leading up to the house, driveways. You know, a lot of people want to put in a little turnaround, a little sub parking area next to the driveway. Don't know who to call. Call Tom Latham. They say, I'm not going to bother a big wig like Tom Latham for such a small job. Please, by all means. He loves the big jobs. He loves the small jobs. Price is incredibly, that's why he calls it penny earned. You can save pennies or more. Get in touch with him. Every penny saved is a penny earned. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. PennyEarned.co on the web. PennyEarned.co. You can also check him out on Facebook. I'm just going to estimate, 5,000 pictures maybe on Facebook of different jobs he's done. Been in the business 25-plus years. Honest, trustworthy, great human being. Get in touch with Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyearned.co. Pennyearned.co, or look up all those beautiful pictures on Facebook. All right, we talked about Bezos. $70 billion.
A lot of money.
I'm going to cover this a different day. I'm going to have an expert on expungement come in and cover this.
Yeah?
Yeah, did you see the city councilman up in Huntsville?
Mm-mm.
City councilman Will Culver won't explain how his DUI charge was resolved.
Oh.
So here's the deal. If you look at the court records and you try to find a DUI on Councilman Willie Culver up in, you won't find it. It doesn't exist. No records exist of it. If you or I had a DUI, guess what would exist? Court records.
Yeah.
Court records. I mean, you'd be able to go look, pull your name up and search it, and you'd find it. In April of 2018, he was arrested for driving under the influence. On Wednesday, he told WHNT News 19 in Huntsville his case is resolved and he applied for expungement. I'm moderately familiar with the expungement.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine runs AlabamaExpungement.com.
Right.
It's like the leading expungement place in Alabama. You go there and you apply, and he can walk you through the process, and it's not terribly expensive.
And legally, that means they take it off your record, right?
Take it off you. There's no record.
There's no record of it.
It's done.
Correct. It's like it never happened.
Yeah, that's expungement. Okay. Yeah. So he applied for expungement, he said, and he added that his DUI case was treated the same way any other citizen's case would be. But he wouldn't say how it was resolved. Here's the problem. Under Alabama law, if you have a non-felony charge, it can be expunged, but only under the certain circumstances. The charge was dismissed with prejudice.
Right.
The charge was no-billed by a grand jury. The defendant was found not guilty of the charge. Or the charge was dismissed without prejudice more than 2 years ago, has not been refiled. And the defendant has not been convicted of any other felony or misdemeanor crime, any violation, any traffic violation, excluding minor traffic violations during the previous 2 years. I don't see which one of those would apply for this guy. So he's not explained it. So I'm going to have an expert on expungement here to see if
this
is
possible. Well, because there would have to. Well, yeah, I don't know. My guess would be, what if they charged him, and then he gets out of jail or whatever, and then they decide to just drop the case. Or they decide they can't prosecute it. But there should still be a record of the arrest, right?
Well, there should be a record of the expungement. He should be able to explain how the expungement took place.
Because what you're saying is there's nothing.
And it needs
it's like
to,
it didn't happen.
It has to take at least 2 years.
Right, okay.
And it wasn't. It was last April.
Yeah, it was less than a year.
That's my understanding of it. I am not an expungement expert. I'm going
but
to
you
bring
know
one
the
in.
Expert.
I know AlabamaExpungement.com. Yeah. I know. It's Andrew Skyer. He's a great guy.
Right.
I'm going to bring him in here. I talked to him yesterday. I said, we can't come in today, but I'm going to talk to him again today.
That'd be interesting. I'd like to hear that.
Hopefully he's going to come in tomorrow or maybe Monday. But I want to hear this from the expert who deals in this stuff every day, all day. How does expungement work? Because there are a lot of people out there with, you know, misdemeanor arrests that they want to go away.
Yeah.
And that they never,
So I'm going to put that to the side. I'm not throwing it out. I'll put it to the side. And we'll talk about that one later. Because that's crooked sounding. I don't know that it's crooked. But it sure sounds crooked. Not as crooked as the Seattle newsroom who intentionally manipulated the video of President Trump to make him look like an Oompa Loompa.
What?
Yes, yes, yes. Fox affiliate Q13 in Seattle confirmed news that a video editor intentionally manipulated video feed from the President Trump's speech the other night. And if you look at a side-by-side comparison, it's plain and obvious. But in a statement, Q13 noted the video editor responsible has been placed on leave pending an internal investigation.
And then they aired it?
Oh, yeah. It aired. The whole speech aired.
Oh.
And they blew out the contrast to where it was, he was bright orange. And I'm sure the guy thought he was funny, and all his hipster friends were like, you got him, bro.
Right.
You got him.
Right.
Bernie for life. Too many choices. We're investigating this to determine what happened, said Q13 news director. This does not meet our editorial standards, and we regret if it's seen as portraying the president in a negative light. The editor responsible has been placed on leave while we investigate further. I will say this. You telling me nobody from the broadcast watched their own broadcast? Nobody who worked there watched their own broadcast?
Right, and saw it and said,
fix it?
Hey, how about you fix the contrast?
I mean, somebody's in the building while it's happening. It's the President of the United States. Somebody's there while he's on.
Yeah.
Fix it.
That's just dumb.
It was on for 10 or 15 minutes. Well,
the other thing is, okay, you want to do that. Make it, take the feed, make it look funny, upload it to YouTube.
Right.
And send it around to your friends and everybody laughs.
Right.
Got him, bro.
Don't.
Bernie, you know?
Yeah, go Bernie.
But, don't do it on the air because you're going to get in trouble for that.
You know
what you were doing.
You know this was a Bernie bro.
Yeah.
You know it was a Bernie
bro. Or in Seattle, the Bernie's probably not far enough to the left for him.
That's right. It's a Marxist.
Bernie.
Well, Bernie. Kind of a Marxist.
Well, I mean, he went on his honeymoon to Moscow.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
Never had a job till he was 40.
Still never had a job.
Well, I mean, but literally never had a job.
And his wife totally looted that poor college. It's now shut down.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you talk about some Marxist stuff.
Well, right. Because, once
was it Burlington College or something?
Yeah, but, once there was a source of money for them, they took it.
No, they looted it. They have three houses. Yeah. And he drives like a $100,000 sports car.
Of course he does. Well, I deserve it. I'm covered in cat hair here, Baron. That was like my very first impression of him when I was like, that dude looks like if you got up close to him, he would be covered in cat hair.
The Goodson Group. Bo Goodson is not covered in cat hair. That's the best thing I can say about him. I can talk about his 40-plus years of experience, but he's not covered in cat hair. I can talk about Bo Goodson's real estate school, one of the finest real estate schools in the entire state of Alabama. Great high passing rate. Excellent results, 551-0225. I could give you the number, but why don't I just tell you, Bo Goodson's not covered in cat hair. Not covered in cat hair. I could talk to you about how he's a great real estate management company so that if you are moving out of town, you own some real estate and you don't want to be around to manage it, or you just got other things going on and you just want to walk to your mailbox every month and get a check from the Goodson Group for your rent, and that they take care of screening tenants, and they take care of fixing things, and they take care of making sure everything's up to speed, and they take care of the evictions. And if you just want to just own the house and hand it over and let Bo Goodson handle it, he'll do that. The Goodson Group is the place. TheGoodsonGroup.com, 551-0225. Dave, I could tell him about all that.
You could.
But I'd rather tell him Bo Goodson is not covered in cat hair. Hold the line, people. We'll be back. Hold the line. The number 272-9228 if you want to get back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In 7 minutes till the top of the hour, Dave Mowry's in the studio. F. Jackson Campbell III, he'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. And if not, he'll be back Monday, maybe. Baron, shut up. I'm listening to Axl Rose.
I know.
I need to get into mesothelioma business.
And I got more suits than Jacoby and Myers.
Is that what they're talking about?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Suits is a play on lawsuits.
How about that?
Jacoby and Myers. And that was 30 years ago this year that that album came out.
Holy mackerel.
Isn't that crazy?
I had no idea that's what that line came from. I thought there was somebody named Jacoby and Myers.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, our number 272-9228, Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, generous sponsor of the second hour of this program. Each and every day, Kim Williams does a fantastic job of putting it all together, man. When you're dealing with the home mortgage business, the number one reason people don't call is they think it's going to be confusing or they think it's going to be a hassle. And they'd rather just pay $100 or $200 or $300 or $500 extra each month in order to stop from making a phone call and then having to go fill out a bunch of paperwork and having to dig up a bunch of records. Listen, it doesn't have to be that way, people. It doesn't have to be that way. You call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, and she takes all the stress away from you. It just makes it easy. So give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223. Stop worrying about delaying. I know some of you people delay, but you can refinance, save money. If you're looking for the new house, right now the market is smoking hot in the River Region, particularly out in the PR, out there in Pike Grove, man. People can't get enough house. I've never seen houses sell that fast in my life. In my neighborhood, a sign goes up, it comes down. Like, you can hear it come down. It's incredible. Kim Williams, 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, Equal Opportunity Lenders. Five to the top of the hour. Who's this?
This is Jean.
Mean Jean, you're on the air.
Yes. Okay, I was listening to you yesterday, and you was talking about the filler for your neck and shoulders. What was the name of it?
That's a latex pillow.
A latex.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know the brand name, but go to Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway.
Uh-huh.
And lay down and ask him if you can lay down on a latex pillow. They got soft ones and they got hard ones.
But yeah, let me
tell you something. The difference is not soft or hard, it's really thickness, like how high off the bed does your head lay.
Uh-huh.
I use the thicker one.
Uh-huh.
The thicker one is better for me. But some people get by better on the smaller one. I guess it depends on if you're a back sleeper or a side sleeper and all that. They'll talk you through all that. But go lay down on the latex pillow and tell me that's not the finest thing you've ever laid down on. It is. Okay, it's sure. A truly incredible experience.
My husband has horrible shoulders and neck pain.
Yeah, check it out. Go by
there. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
I was talking yesterday about the glory of the latex pillow at Mr. Sandman.
I'm listening.
You know how some people have got real sensitive ears, mm-hmm. They're thin ears? Mm-hmm. Latex pillow, it's I don't know how they do it. It's the way it's designed, but your ears don't lay real hard into the pillow. You kind of float on the pillow, and it lays you at the perfect
angle
so that you're like you're in the pillow, but you're not on the bed, but you're not laying on. It's like it's a weightless experience. It's,
wow.
I don't know how they do it. It's 100% latex, no filler.
Huh.
No filler.
Okay.
It's a cool pillow. Cool pillow. It's not terribly expensive. You can spend hundreds of dollars on pillows.
You can spend a lot of money on pillows.
This one's like, I don't want to say a number because I'll be wrong and someone will hold me to it, but like 50, 80 bucks. I mean, maybe less. I don't know. But let me tell you, people will go drop that on a steak dinner that will be gone in an hour.
Right.
And then
they'll still have neck pain.
They'll have neck pain and they won't sleep well and their ears hurt and their neck hurts and their shoulders hurt and they toss and turn all night. When they could just go into all that for once. And these pillows don't, they're not like memory foam where 2 years later you need a new one. These are lifetime, like, they last forever.
Hmm.
It's incredible. And latex. How are we gonna, oh yeah, someone called. I was like, how do we get on latex pillows? I'm going to cover this at 11, during the 11 o'clock hour. It's just too much. I got some opinions on this attorney general pick of Donald Trump's.
Yeah.
Bill Barr. I got some strong opinions on that.
What's the, like, do they have to open the government for him to get confirmed? Or they can just keep doing that?
They can just keep doing it. DOJ's open.
Ah.
They can, I mean, it's just a Senate hearing, confirmation hearing. Now, they might say, we're not going to hold a vote, but
they're not going to do that.
The Republicans have 53 votes.
Yeah, Cocaine Mitch ain't going to do that.
No, Cocaine like, Mitch is going to get
ram them through.
I mean, I'm surprised we don't have more judges.
I know, me too.
Go back and look at the judge. I don't know every 50 state. I don't know lawyers from all 50 states. But look at the judges he's appointed in Alabama to circuit court and district court. We're talking like 35, 38, 40, 45-year-old, rock rib conservative young people that are healthy. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't look in their family and be like, nope, your grandma has diabetes, you're out.
Right.
Nope, granddaddy died of a heart attack at 66, you're out. I want people going to live to be 100. Mr. President, might I tell you, the Coleman family gene is strong. My grandfather lived into his 90s. Colemans don't die. We don't die.
We multiply.
Yeah, there's no
like
doubt.
Like babies, kids.
Mm-hmm. I got 7 at home to prove it.
I know, right?
Mexico prepares for the arrival of the next Central American migrant caravan.
Oh, great.
You wall fans, build a wall. The head of Mexico's immigration office, I can't pronounce his name. Last name is Guillen. I know that because it's like Ozzy. Tanatuya Guillen, left on Wednesday on a trip to El Salvador and Honduras to meet with counterparts and other authorities, says Interior Ministry spokesman Hector Gandini. I love the Spanish names. Mexico hopes to discourage a mass exodus from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, and wants Central Americans to decide who decide to immigrate north to do so in an orderly way. Through legal ports of entry.
Really?
You know what's causing this? $5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. Somebody raised this the other day. Maybe you know the answer. Hey, we'll have to cover it on the other side of the break. Think about it during the break. If we have to get congressional approval for $5 billion to build a wall, where did Barack Obama get $120 billion to pay off the Iranians? Because that was cash. That was foreign cash.
Cash.
I want Ollie North back. I want Iran-Contra to have a wall. It's 11.